Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. If you're looking to join us live on the program this morning, the number is to do so locally, 402-558-1110. Or if you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. That'll get you on the program where you can ask a question, make a comment, be a part of the show in some way. And we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. You know, we haven't raised that since the inflation thing has become such a concern. Maybe we should inflate the gift certificate as well. I don't know. How does that work? We haven't really raised our prices, you know, much at all. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll have to give that one some thought. Maybe does $25 move your needle anymore? Would 30 be better? Oh, gosh. Do you guys find some good deals on Black Friday this week out there? Oh, that was nuts. My wife and I, on Friday afternoon, we waited till the afternoon, right? Because we just wanted to go to Shields and actually buy some gloves for my wife. You know, we weren't actually looking for any kind of, you know, half-off gloves or, you know, 75% off gloves or, you know, 99.75% off gloves. We just wanted some gloves. We turned into the Village Point parking lot in Omaha and didn't even try to park. There were people parked on the grass, people parked on the curbs, people parked on the sidewalk. Yeah, I don't think my hands are quite that cold. And so we moved on. But today on the program, we're going to go over some of the Black Friday stuff that you may have seen out there and some of the deals that I saw cross through my inbox. Now, over the past couple shows, they're all available. By the way, all the previous shows are at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio shows. Also, when we do the After Schrock, that is also posted and made available there as well in case you don't do the Book of Faces. You can watch the video there and avoid the Zuckerberg money trap if you don't do that kind of thing. But so over the past couple of weeks, we spent a ton of time deep diving into the holiday special laptop and the holiday special desktop. We shared some notes from our mailbag. I get emails. I've got a whole bunch more. If I don't have anything else to do today, I've got more emails to go over with you. Went through the mailbag with you a little bit. Thank you for voting us in not only Best of Omaha this year, but the number one overall computer repair service center in Lincoln. For 24 years, we've had through a little asterisk behind that. That's like the number one local computer repair company because, you know, we just were like, there's no way we can beat Best Buy. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, they have a multi-million dollar marketing budget. Everybody, I mean, just name recognition. Like, everybody knows Best Buy. They've got parachuting Volkswagen Beetles. Remember that commercial? I mean, come on. They paid somebody to make CGI Volkswagen Beetles fall from the sky. Maybe they got some co-op from Volkswagen. I don't know how that worked. Maybe they got free cars. I don't know. But it's crazy, right? We don't have that kind of stuff, you know? We have Compute This. It's a little more low budget. And so to be voted number one in Lincoln and beat even a multi-million dollar national company, just it was awe-inspiring. So thank you very much for that. I want to make sure that I put the thanks where they belong there. We have to do the work to earn the trust and to earn the recognition, but it's you that granted us that recognition, and I really appreciate that, so thank you. So as I mentioned, coming up on the program today, we got some cool stuff for you. Black Friday is over. Thank God. Black Friday is over. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go over some of the things that I saw on Black Friday and some of the results from Black Friday, some of the media reporting that you're seeing. We're going to skirt the edge of computers. There's not a whole lot of computer news this week, guys, but we're going to talk about Black Friday tech deals, and then I'm going to tell you kind of the way that Black Friday is being bent by the media a little bit to maybe seem a little more successful than it might have been otherwise. Number two here on the program, we've got China somehow managed to fabricate their own 7-nanometer phone 5G microchip. China, previous to this, had only the ability to manufacture 10-nanometer chips. For those of you who don't know, the fewer the nanometers, the thinner the chip. The thinner the chip, the more layers you can put in the chip. The manufacturing process is different. The more transistors you can put in there and the more energy efficient it is. So if you can get down to 7-nanometers, that's pretty compelling weapons tech. That's almost current-gen mid- to mid-high-range technology. And China wasn't supposed to have the capability to build those chips. We actually put an export ban on the equipment required to manufacture those chips. But somehow, Huawei has released a smartphone with a 7-nanometer domestically produced processor. So we're going to dive into that a little bit. What exactly happened this week, this previous week? If you have been following the drama over at OpenAI, you probably heard of ChatGPT and you know what that is. Sam Altman is the CEO, was the CEO, wasn't the CEO, now is the CEO again of OpenAI. That was within a 3-day span, guys. He got his own board fired after they tried to fire him, Steve Jobs style. It was a mess. So what? Nobody really knows why. Why all the drama? Why did this happen? And there is some pretty interesting speculation out there on the internet, so I'm going to share some of that with you here on the program as well today. We're going to update you on, I know I've talked a lot about the new Drive Advisor program that we're building over at Truck that we're going to be giving away for free. Everybody who has Drive Advisor will get a free upgrade to the new version. And of course, once it's available, it'll be available at driveadvisor.com. That's driveadvisor because it's made in America. driveadvisor.com. It's because Drive Advisor was taken, you know, Brits took it. But, you know, we spell things the American way. Get rid of the O's, the U's and things like that and just put some E's in there. It'll be fine. So we're going to give you some updates on Drive Advisor. And I'm not going to get too much in the weeds on it, but I figure I owe you an explanation as to where it's at and why it's taking so long. It's taking a little bit longer than we expected because there have been some hiccups in the math process. The way that we measure the health of a hard drive, it's really important that we get that right because the last thing we want to be doing is telling people that have good hard drives that their hard drives are failing. You see how that might look a little sus, you know? Yeah, the computer repair guy says you need a new hard drive when you don't. So yeah, we want to make sure we get the math right. The problem is with solid state hard drives, it can be a judgment call. So what judgment do you use? So I'm going to go over this with you, kind of what the thoughts behind that a little bit. Now, also, I want you to stay tuned after the program today at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where we are currently broadcasting live. I should probably get that comment feed open. Someone's probably screaming on there, Thor, we can't see you, or Thor, we can't hear you, and I have no idea. So we'll get that comment feed going up here. But we are broadcasting live at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. You can pick up the feed there, and also the After Schrock will be there today. This is the first Aftershock in a couple weeks that we've had up there for you. So I've got a ton of stuff. We're on a vacation. We went to Disney World. There's a ton of stuff there that that I can share with you and some really interesting perspectives because the last time that my family went to Disney was pre-pandemic. We went in 2019, right before the pandemic. And then we go now where the pandemic is officially, more than officially over. And I can, as a result, compare the two experiences. So we're going to keep all the politics out of it, all the woke, anti-woke, you know, all that stuff. We're going to keep all the politics out of it, all the Florida politics out of it. This is purely when someone whose job it is to create customer service systems, which is my job. And if you boil everything down, my job is to make sure you have a good experience in a Schrock Innovation Service Center. So when you take someone whose job is to do that, and then you put them in the position of using somebody else's service model, you can get a little judgy, right? And so this is going to be constructive criticism specifically intended to help Bob Iger, okay? So stay tuned for the Aftershock. It's going to be some good stuff today. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program today. So as you might or might not know, Schrock doesn't do Black Friday. We've thought about it in the past. We've considered, you know, should we do something like that? Number one, every small business out there knows, like, Black Friday is like a big retail thing. Black Friday is not a small business thing. That's why you have Small Business Saturday. But the Black Friday event originally was named Black Friday because it was the weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend, was the first weekend of the year where the business was profitable. They've made back all the money they've invested throughout the year, and now it's time to make the profit margins in the last, you know, 40 days, 45 days of the year. Anyone who's ever run a small business knows if you run your small business that way, you will go broke. So you can't run deficits half the year, three quarters of the year, and expect to make it back in 2 months, number one. Number two, we don't like to sell trash to people that we like, and we really like you guys. You guys vote for us in like Best of Omaha and Best of Lincoln. You have a lot of faith in us. You trust us with your tech. Why would I sell you a Microsoft Go Surface tablet that's a piece of garbage? Oh, wow, you got a great deal on that piece of garbage. You know, I got a great deal on this jalopy over here. It hardly runs at all, but man, did I paid hardly anything for it. It was amazing. There comes a point where is it really worth the savings, right? So everything that I saw, all the ads that I got in my inbox, you know, my wife, I mean, she gets just deluged with advertisements for Black Friday. She went last year and she bought some stuff at Soma, some pajamas. She got 5 pairs of pajamas. She got a few pairs for her and a couple pairs for her mom. And, you know, she was like, okay, and she can see it in her history. So that's why she remembers, you know, how much she paid. This time around, on Black Friday, she was able to get 3 pairs of pajamas for the same price she got 5 pairs of pajamas for last year. But that was the Black Friday pricing. I tended to notice, I don't get pajama ads, you know. I get tech ads like, Thor, buy these hard drives, or Thor, buy these processors, or Thor, look at these amazing laptops. Everything that I saw was meh. It was always a compromise. It was like, that's got a 14-inch screen. Nobody wants a 14-inch laptop. I mean, if they did, we would be selling them at Schrock, but we don't. People sometimes want 17s, but they don't want 14s. Or this laptop doesn't have a graphics card, and it's almost $1,000. That makes no sense. And, you know, I'm looking at the component prices because we watch those, because sometimes, you know, if there's a special, we might be able to buy 2 or 3 of something and save, you know, 50, 75 bucks off our cost of goods sold. Good stuff, right? Brings the prices down for you a little bit. All of the prices were actually higher on Black Friday than they were in the weeks leading up to Black Friday, in the pre-Black Friday sales. So the prices were higher on Black Friday than they were before Black Friday. The discounts, like, it was like there was a line through the price, you know, and then there was a lower price underneath it, and it was like 77% off. Well, apparently the price was raised so they could lower it for Black Friday, because I paid less than that like a week, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I didn't buy much of anything for Black Friday. Newegg's stuff was garbage. Amazon tech deals. Like, I specifically went to Amazon's Black Friday and said technology. And unless you want to buy a pair of off-brand earbuds or, I don't know, a BlendJet personal blender, I mean, there was nothing there. It's some kind of massager or heater or something. I mean, just, it was garbage. It was all garbage. As we start getting reports in from Black Friday and the media, I said, okay, how did Black Friday go? Because I wasn't really tuned into, you know, to the news media on Friday. I was, you know, it was after Thanksgiving. I was doing family stuff. My wife and I had date day that day. We were out trying to buy gloves. It was crazy. Didn't really consume a lot of news on Friday. So this weekend, I said to myself, I wonder if Black Friday went well. And I don't watch like the evening news reports anymore, or like the network news. It's all garbage. So I don't watch it. So I went and did my own research. I went online and started looking. I just did a search on Duck for Black Friday sales results 2023. These are some of the headlines and subheadlines. Bloomberg: online shopping is up, with many stale sales. Oh my gosh, hey, I haven't talked in a little bit. Many stales starting. Subhead on Bloomberg says online shopping is up, with many sales starting days or weeks ago. Is this Black Friday or Black November? I wanted to find out how stores did on Black Friday, not how they did with the pre-sale before Black Friday, as well as Black Friday mishmashed together. So is that what we have to do now? We used to have to wait till Black Friday. It was part of the anticipation, was part of the fun, right? And you had to get the ads, and you had to plan your day, and you only had so much time. You had to pick which store were you going to rope drop, you know, which one were you going to be there first for. Now you can just spend your weeks before Thanksgiving doing it, or decide where you're going. You don't have to be anywhere. Forbes reported a merry Black Friday for retail. That's a beautiful headline. Merry Black Friday. It was a very merry Black Friday for retail. It says that foot traffic was up 4.6%. Can you believe that? Foot traffic, not online. Well, online traffic was up too, but foot traffic in actual brick and mortar stores. Like, people actually wanted to buy physical things and carry it home with them that day. As if, you know, there may have been some shortages recently that have led you to not get what you were looking for some reason. Or maybe things that you ordered online that never got shipped. And then when you went back to reorder, they were sold out. You know, these things happen. So maybe some people just wanted to go to the store and actually secure their items. Well, 4.6% increase in foot traffic, not sales. That's a difference. Later, if you keep reading the article, way past the point where everybody stops reading the article, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of read the first few paragraphs and you get, okay, I get the gist of this, and you move on to the next thing. But if you keep reading the article later, it says, and this is a quote, deep discounting appeared to drive sales in stores and online, a factor that could eat into retail profits. The final verdict on how merry the holidays were for retailers won't be known until retailers report their fourth quarter results next year. Yet the headline literally said it was a Merry Black Friday. But we won't know how merry until next year. Back to you, Mary. I mean, what does that even mean? So foot traffic was up, but they had to discount deeply to do it. The whole point of Black Friday is to be profitable. It's when the stores are supposed to be profitable. If you have to deep discount your cheap garbage goods to move them off the shelf, how is that supposed to be profitable? Craziness. So like I said, we don't do Black Friday at Schrock. We just avoid the madness. We have the holiday special, guys. We're doing great with those, and we're going to go into that a little bit. We have 63 desktops left. We have 78 laptops left for the sale. Looks like about enough to get through the end. We started out really strong. Like, we were concerned, like, we weren't going to have enough. Now it's kind of tempered a little bit, and we're selling, you know, 3 or 4 a day, which is about normal, right? We haven't even sent the email yet to everybody. So we're going to send the email. I didn't want to send it before Black Friday because there's so many garbage emails coming out that people's inboxes were just inundated with sales and special offers. The last thing you wanted to do was hear about a computer from Schrock, right? Especially if you listen to the program, then you already knew about it. What's the point? 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, how exactly did China manage to manufacture a 7-nanometer chip despite U.S. sanctions on chip fabrication tech? It has to do with those Dutch wooden shoes. We're going to tell you about it coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
All righty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. 4 locations to help you out when your computer's acting up, you need some data recovery services on that hard drive or smartphone or video camera. We can get data back off just about anything. In Lincoln, just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road. In Omaha, 168th and Burke, across the street from the Crazy Village Point Mall. You don't have to park in the grass at Schrock. Now, the Fat Brain Toys parking lot area was kind of busy. Understandably so. But there's lots of spots in that lot, so you were good to go. Orange Theory wasn't that busy, so go figure. I mean, people apparently were eating and not working out and shopping for toys. You know, that's what I love to do, eat a belly full of turkey and then go do some hot yoga. You know, that'd be great. I love it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. In Papillion, we're at 84th and Highway 370. And also in West Des Moines, Iowa, right on the border of Waukee there, 9500 University Avenue. So you may or may not have known this, but the United States, the Biden administration decided that artificial intelligence is like super scary stuff, right? And if you happen to be an evil country with evil intentions, you could use artificial intelligence to do some really evil things. So, you know, Biden administration says, China, maybe we shouldn't allow you to have U.S.-developed advanced chip manufacturing technology. And so they put an export ban on manufacturing technology. Now, we don't manufacture all the equipment in the United States. You know, we don't manufacture much in the United States, honestly. But we don't manufacture a lot of that equipment in the United States. It's all designed here. It's all created here. It's kind of like the VCR, right? We invent the VCR and then we make it in Japan. There you go. Happy day. Remember in the 80s, the Japanese were going to take over the country. It was crazy. I don't know what happened with that anyway. And, you know, the ice caps were going to melt, and then they didn't. And then they were going to have a global freeze, and then we were going to have, you know, an overpopulation. Now we're going to have an underpopulation. There's always something. It seems like it's weird. But anyway, I digress. The sanctions that were imposed by the United States rolled into effect. So first it was the United States and companies in the U.S. don't export technology or knowledge to China. And then it expanded to other countries. And we did the thing the U.S. does, where if you want to do business with us, you're gonna play ball with these sanctions and you're not going to sell stuff to China. Okay? So countries have to agree to these things, and it takes time. One of the last countries to formally agree was the Netherlands. Yes, people from Dutchland, the Dutchlanders. They were the last to kind of sign on and say, yeah, you're right, we shouldn't sell advanced chip technology to China. That's no good. Never mind the fact that China just literally bought a literal boatload of manufacturing equipment from us that we just have to get right out the door before we sign this piece of paper. You see? Yeah, and that's how China got the equipment to make 7-nanometer chips for the Huawei Mate smartphone. Now, you might not think this is a big deal. That a 5G smartphone chip is not that big of a deal. It's not like it's running a missile or, you know, launching nukes or anything like that. It's a smartphone, Thor. You don't get so bent out of shape over a smartphone. The trouble is the manufacturing process for the technology is the same whether you're making a smartphone chip or you're making an artificial intelligence chip. Microsoft just released their internally produced AI chip today, or this weekend. They also introduced their own internally designed processor for their servers that run the cloud. So Microsoft now has a complete ecosystem. They make their own chips. They make their own. They're the half owner of OpenAI, so they have their own ownership of ChatGPT, basically, and all the advanced AI technology. And they're making the chips now to run that technology. They don't need anybody. Now, as much as that might scare you to have Microsoft in control of that much, now imagine China can do that and what China might do with that technology. Imagine, I mean, just the possibilities are literally endless. So now China has this technology, but you see, that wasn't the end of it. You see, it turns out that there's not a whole lot of really edumacated inspectors that look over the equipment that's sent to China from different countries. So you might have a manufacturer that takes highly advanced chip making gear and puts it in a box and on the side writes 10-nanometer chip making gear. And, you know, Mr. Inspector Gadget gets out his microscope and starts looking at it and he's like, looks like microchip making equipment to me. What does it say on the label? 10-nanometer microchip equipment. Well, 10 nanometers is legal. I guess we better go let it go through. The inspector has no idea what the difference is between 7 and 10 and what it looks like and how it operates. So they send it through. So it looks like China was able to use their own domestic SMIC chip manufacturing fabrication utility using these Dutch exported manufacturing pieces of equipment manufactured conveniently right before everything went into effect to make their own 5G smart chips and maintain their dominant hold on the worldwide 5G industry. Now, will they be able to make 5-nanometer chips? Probably not. Not with the equipment they have. So, I mean, we still have an advantage, and our advantage continues to grow because we continue to develop new technology. But now that China has seen how the equipment works and they have the knowledge of 7-nanometer chips, it's not hard to steal the knowledge to get it down to 5-nanometers. If you see what I'm saying? So now, basically, the assistance is in place and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. But if you were wondering how China was able to avoid those U.S. sanctions that were so beautifully imposed by the Biden administration, actually one of the things the administration did right, you know, if I'm being honest, that's how they got around them. You can thank the Dutch. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Yes, I'm not a Dutchist. It's okay. You're not like a racist or a sexist or a Dutchist. Those Dutchlanders. It's not even a word. 888-250-2091. Real quick, before we take a break, Don, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, Thor, I have one of your holiday specials and all the equipment that went with it. It's about 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
But I had my computer upgraded to Windows 11.
Perfect.
And I'm looking for a new modem and maybe a router, too, because I'm getting a lot of buffering with my old Netgear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I have. It's an N900.
Ooh, ouchie.
That, too, is about 10 years old.
Okay. Yeah, I believe the N900 is end of life, so I don't believe they're even putting out security patches for that anymore. A lot of people don't realize that your routers need security patches, and so every 5 years or so, need it or not, you have to buy a new one just to make sure you stay in the product life cycle. So we sell a TP-Link router over at Schrock that's just – it's amazing for home use, basically. It's literally twice as fast as the one you have and has twice the throughput. So you're not going to have any buffering or anything like that. Your router was literally designed while Netflix was still sending discs in the mail. I mean, so
yeah.
It's served you well, for sure. Now, I would recommend, some people are tempted to get the combo modem router together in one device. Pros and cons with that. Pro, you'll spend less money. Okay, because the device is unified, it's cheaper. Number two, it's a little easier to maintain because the device is unified. You usually don't have access to it, like the cable company, like Cox or CenturyLink or whoever your provider is. They would update it for you, and as a result, you don't have to worry so much about the security patches and update cycle. Downside is it's a 2-in-1 device. So if the modem goes out, which usually happens every couple years, well, you're throwing your router in the trash. Because it's a perfectly good router, but the modem doesn't work, and they're all one device. And same thing vice versa with the router. If the router burns out, you're throwing a perfectly good modem in the trash. So I'm a big proponent of having separate devices. Have a specific modem and a specific router. Now, your modem, you can usually get that from your internet provider if you want to spend $3 or $5 a month to get it. Or you can buy your own. They run about $100, $150, depending on the model you get, for a good modem. And so at $5 a month, You do the math. How many years or how many months do you have to have it until you're actually losing money by renting it? But under the assumption
they want $15 from Cox.
$15. My goodness! And of course, it's a 2-in-1, so you're getting a wireless router with that you're never going to use. $15. Oh, then that makes the choice easy. Definitely buy it. Inside of a year, you're going to be money positive on that, and it's going to last you at least 2 years. So definitely buy it in that case. Anything you can do to knock $15 off a Cox bill is amazing. So I would recommend a TP-Link router. And then when it comes down to modems, there's only about two different brands you're going to choose from at the end of the day. Most people end up with the Motorola surfboard. So the Motorola modem is just fine. It'll get you what you need. The big thing is, if you have Cox, is to make sure that you're getting a modem that is certified for Cox speed. Cox likes to update your speed for you and give you free upgrades to your speed as, competitors push into the market and offer faster speeds. Well, when they do that, if your modem can't do those speeds, you just miss out. So make sure you get the correct modem, and then there's a list of Cox approved modems. And when any place you're buying, if you go to Best Buy and buy a modem, there's literally two choices on the shelf, and they're both approved. So you can't really go wrong. But if you're buying it online, definitely check with Cox to make sure the model that you're buying is compatible with Cox's services before you purchase it.
I would just as soon get it from you.
And we'd be happy to help you do that. That's not a problem at all. We do special order items all the time for customers. So we can get you. The router is easy. So if you want to just do the router first and see if that improves the speed, because honestly, I think that's your big problem, is that the buffering is definitely the router. So if we replace the router first, maybe you don't need to do the modem at all. And then if you do need to do the modem, we can do that after the fact.
And the router is also, you can do it wired or Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's got 4 wired ports and, of course, wireless up to 250 devices.
Okay, super. Well, I'll buy one from you.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate your business, and I appreciate you supporting us over at Schrock Innovations. Have a great afternoon. Good Sunday, snowy morning to you. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break, but when we come back, did you watch any of the drama that happened over at OpenAI? Maybe I'm just geeking out about this because I'm like a tech nerd, but anytime there's business drama where the CEO gets fired by the board a la Steve Jobs style, and then the board resigns and they rehire him 2 days later, something weird is happening there. And it all goes back to something that some people are saying is the end of humanity. Literally, that's why they fired him, was because Sam Altman was going to end humanity with a project called Q-Star. So we're going to tell you all the rumors coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock Service Center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right. We are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, this hour is just flying by. Thanks for sticking with us to the bottom of the hour break there. I appreciate you listening today. Compute This with Thor Schrock, the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we fix computers, we build computers. We have some amazing holiday specials going on right now. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to cover in the After Schrock today, we went to Disney World in 2019 pre-pandemic, and then we went now. There's still a step. There's still missing a step. And the thing is, we got everything that we paid for, we got. But we still left feeling like we didn't get a good value. Or I did anyway. You know, my wife feels a little differently sometimes. She's a big Disney fan. Big Disney fan. And I'm more like, yeah, what have you done for me lately, Disney? You know? but you know, when we left, it was just like there were things that were missing. That were service elements that made it special last time in 2019. And those things that were special were just either not quite as polished as they were before, which could be a training thing for staff, or we were missing entirely, which is like almost like pandemic leftovers. And there was a lot of that, a lot of pandemic leftovers, you know, lingering around Disney World. And we're going to go over those in the After Schrock today. But one of the things that that sticks out to me the most here is that, you know, service is the one thing that people are they're willing to pay for it. if they can get it. But the problem is, when is the last time you had service anywhere that you've stopped and said, that was really good service? Have you received good service at your pharmacy recently? You know, mixed bag for me there. Have you received good service at the grocery store when they bagged your groceries for you, if they did bag your groceries for you? Why is it that it's like a form of shrinkflation where we're expected to do so much more ourselves than we used to have to do? Like when I was a kid, my parents weren't up the night before Christmas putting our toys together. Those dang Barbie stickers. Man, Barbie, do you really need to put a sticker on every wall surface? Really? Of the Barbie house? Couldn't you just print this stuff on the plastic or something? I don't know. But, you know, parents are putting their toys together for the kids the night before because they don't come assembled anymore. Heck, most of our furniture doesn't come assembled anymore. We got to put our own furniture together like we're Amish, you know? And we're hammering and nailing and screwing and over-tightening and cracking boards and stuff. And we're nowhere near as good as they are. And, you know, I have an Amish table. I know it's a nice table. I couldn't build that. It's crazy, right? And everything is automated for self-service now. And that was kind of a leftover of the pandemic, right? It kind of went into hyperdrive. Anything we could automate, we did, because there was personnel shortages, because people didn't want to come to work, because, you know, we were trying to reduce costs. We were trying to make everything efficient. And we've made it so cold, so technologically, you know, devoid of human presence, that staying at a deluxe Disney resort, Animal Kingdom Lodge, is literally no different than checking into a high-end Hilton. That's not supposed to be the case. So it was really interesting. One of the things we're going to go over in the aftershock today is how can I take those lessons of what is automated or what shouldn't be automated and apply that to a service model at Schrock so that we can make sure that Schrock's service levels are back to where they were pre-pandemic. You know, a few things have slipped. I'll be the first to admit that. I notice my staff not carrying computers out consistently for customers anymore. Now, if we have like an elderly customer that comes in, of course, we come to the door, we grab the computer and help them out. But if we have a fit young person coming in and they just pick up their computer and go, my staff will ask them, would you like me to carry that out for you? But before the pandemic, we were specifically trained the staff. You don't ask if you can carry it out. You just pick it up and start walking toward the door. And if a customer gets uptight, sometimes the guys get a little, you know, oh, I got that. You know, when the gal behind the desk picks the computer up and carries it for them. Well, then if the customer insists on carrying their own device, you're supposed to hold the door for them. You're still getting your butt out of the chair and you're moving to the door every time. I don't see that as much anymore. Well, during the pandemic, people didn't want us touching their stuff or standing close to them or holding doors for them or touching anything around them. Pandemic leftovers. It's an interesting concept. When you start looking for pandemic leftovers, you realize they're a little more prevalent than Thanksgiving leftovers. Pretty crazy stuff. Now, getting into OpenAI and Sam Altman. Sam Altman is the CEO of OpenAI. OpenAI is, of course, the manufacturer of ChatGPT, which you probably have heard of. ChatGPT is a language platform, basically, that can craft language, craft documents, craft conversations, and can very closely approximate human interaction. If you've used ChatGPT a lot, we have a couple employees, and my wife will ask them for marketing materials, and they'll send stuff over. And she's like, if I wanted ChatGPT to write it, I would have just written it with ChatGPT. I wanted you to write it in your own words, so it sounded like you. She says, I can tell when they use ChatGPT. So ChatGPT can be used as a good cost savings. It can be used to automate mundane tasks. Employees are using it. There's all kinds of artificial intelligence out there. Zoom actually has a thing now where you can have Zoom's AI attend a meeting for you and then provide you with a summary of the meeting afterwards. And it actually emulates your presence in the meeting as if you're there when you're not. Isn't that crazy? So as long as you're not expected to contribute to the meeting, it gets a little dicey there. Why are you? Is your Mrs. Speaker's working? Thor, thump, thump, thump. Are you there? Can you hear me? He's blinking. I don't know. He's just an AI caricature, basically. Well, then you get a summary after the meeting to tell you what was in the meeting so you know what you missed. So last Friday, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, was fired by his board of directors, Steve Jobs style. Like, literally, you are fired. Get out. Take your stuff and leave. This is the guy that started the company. Now, Microsoft literally popped a gasket. The CEO of Microsoft was like, what? Microsoft is half owner of OpenAI, not because they gave them a bunch of money, but because they give them cloud processing time in exchange for ownership. And so they're like, this guy is literally the driving force behind your company, and you just fired him. What is going on? We own half this company. What is going on? They got so crazy that they started hiring Sam Altman themselves to basically rebuild an AI division to make another ChatGPT inside of Microsoft itself. Then they would have the whole ecosystem, not just half of OpenAI, but they would have everything. They would have all the marbles. It would have been a coup d'etat for Microsoft. Their stock price jumped like $2 or $3 just on the word that they were going to hire this guy. It was crazy. On Monday, everybody, all the employees of OpenAI came to work. Basically, you know, this is paraphrasing, but they had resignation letters in hand saying that they were going to follow Altman to Microsoft unless the entire board resigned and they hired back Altman at OpenAI. So on Monday, the chief scientist, a big, big guy at OpenAI who also sits on the board, literally said he regretted his involvement in firing Sam Altman, and that anyone that was involved in that firing should step down from the board, himself included. How often do you hear that? Crazy. So the people involved in firing Altman did end up resigning from the OpenAI board. They'll be replaced with other, more Altman-friendly people on the board. Altman then returned to OpenAI as CEO with Microsoft's blessing. No one really knows why the board fired Altman. So there's speculation. We don't know why. No one said anything. But there is some speculation that Altman wanted OpenAI to start making their own hardware, their own microchips, kind of like Microsoft is doing, to compete directly with NVIDIA. So the board may have thought that, you know, our job is to make the software, Sam, not the hardware. You're drifting from the mission of what this company is about. So normally you didn't just fire a guy for that, like a CEO. You'd be like, you're kind of drifting here. Let's have a corrective measure, or let's not fund something, or let's instruct you to do something differently. But no, they just fired him. So I don't know that that's probably the reason why. I don't think it is. There's also some speculation that the board was stunned and surprised by a new open AI capability called QStar. Now, what is QStar? QStar was announced publicly by Sam Altman in a webcast without the board knowing it even has existed. QStar is an absolute AI game changer. This has the potential to replace humans in advanced tasks through artificial intelligence. This has the ability to actually create what's called an artificial general intelligence, or AGI, as opposed to an AI. This is AGI, which means it can think. It might actually be conscious. Sam Altman in the interview actually said, are we creating a technology here or have we created a creature? He was personifying it. It could be alive. We don't know yet. So what is QStar? Simply put, QStar is the ability to math. Did you know that ChatGPT can't math? It can't add. It can't subtract. It can't multiply or divide. Now, it can access a set of facts, like if it has a multiplication table and you ask ChatGPT what's 2 times 3, it's going to come back and say 6. Not because it did the calculation itself, but because it went back to a knowledge base that's had a multiplication table, just like you did in grade school, and it said 2 times 3 is 6. But with QStar, it can actually do the math. So for example, if you ask ChatGPT, where should I place the cruise missile to achieve the maximum amount of damage on Russian forces firing within the range of, you know, Kiev and beyond in Ukraine? Where do I put a cruise missile if I have a cruise missile with a range of X to achieve maximum damage to Russian forces as currently arrayed in the field? ChatGPT can't tell you that because it can't count. It can't count the number of Russian troops or tanks or, you know, the range of the missiles or multiply or divide, or it can't build a radius. It can't do any of those things because it can't math. But if you give it QStar, all of a sudden it can do those things. In fact, QStar gives OpenAI and ChatGPT the ability to do elementary school level math, which is, I might add, the level of math that the general American population can do themselves as well. So it can do basic math. And of course, once we have the basic math, it's a matter of degrees to get it to do more advanced math. So this was announced publicly on a webcast, and then Sam Altman personified it after that, suggesting, you know, without directly saying it, that it might be alive. And then the board fired him because the board had no idea this even existed. No permission to make it, no reports on how it was doing, no thoughts to the ethical concerns over if you do this, if you create an artificial general intelligence, you don't need a disc jockey anymore. You don't need a news announcer anymore. You don't need a sportscaster anymore. They can all be done by AI-created personas, video created. You can literally have video of, like, a John Madden that doesn't exist calling a football game. And it would look and sound and be just like John Madden was there. You don't need actors at all anymore. You don't need screenwriters. You don't need any of these things anymore because it can think. What are the ethical implications of doing that to an economy? Board never got asked about that. So they fire the guy. So that... Some people are speculating that that's why the board wasn't comfortable with the ethics surrounding the advancement of QSTAR, especially since they had no idea it was happening and were the last to find out. So there was a little pride there probably, but if I had to guess of all the speculation I've read, that's probably the closest thing right there. So now that those people who were stuck on that stupid ethics thing, what a bunch of weenies, ethics. Now that they've been replaced by people who are far less ethical... Sam Altman is free to continue to develop QSTAR and go forward with ChatGPT. The bottom line here, guys, is more and more things are going to be automated in our lives because artificial general intelligence will eventually happen. And it will automate things that currently are not able to be automated at a level that would generate customer satisfaction. So what no business, not Schrock, not anybody, has ever stopped to ask themselves, what should we automate and what shouldn't we automate to create the best customer service experience? That's one of the things I'm going to dive into during the Aftershock today. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Final break of the program, then Kay, Winston, and Blaine, your calls all coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it.
Alrighty, guys, final segment of the program. We're wrapping it up here today for the Compute This portion of the program, but stay tuned at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the After Schrock. I didn't name it, you did. Because it happens after Schrock. It's pretty super markety. But the Aftershock happens next, and we're going to go over a bunch of, we'll talk a little bit more about this artificial intelligence and automation of service and things and self-checkouts and all the crazy things in our lives and everything that, and how it relates to service. It's going to be a good one. 402-558-1110, number to join us on the program. Kay, welcome to the show. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes, Thor. A week ago today, after doing all my research and everything, I called your Omaha store and talked to Parker, and I bought a Gallant computer.
Okay.
It will involve 2 data transfers. I got the extended warranty and external hard drive. And I had noticed that on the Gallant, all of your computers, you get 90 days of free Schrock Desk.
Yes.
Well, both of our computers that we have now, we pay for monthly for the Schrock Desk.
Gotcha.
So I inquired how would we handle that, and Parker said, well, he'd have to talk to you, but you would make it right some way. So I'm just calling to see what your ideas are. Oh, by the way, one of the computers we're turning in is a 2016 holiday special, so we've had it that long.
So gotcha. So
we're a long time time customers.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it, Kay. And I recognize your voice. You know, if I recognize your voice, I knew you're a long-term customer. The question I have for you is, one of the computers that you had covered the 2016?
No, the computer, yes, covered for the Schrock disk.
Yeah, that was okay, perfect. Yeah. Sorry, I should have been more specific. So what's going to happen is when you are recycling that computer, that subscription will effectively end.
Okay.
Because that computer is gone. And so what we need to do is we need to cancel that subscription. So I think the best way to handle this would be, let's cancel that subscription. Therefore, you won't be billed for it anymore. And let's start a new subscription for you that starts off with the free 90-day trial that we give everybody that buys a new computer to make sure everything gets transferred and settled and set up the way you want it to. And then after that 90 days, we start billing for that subscription. So that way you're not paying during the 90 days free. And then you have a subscription on the right computer and you're not paying for a subscription later. Because if we don't cancel that one, if we recycle a computer, this is a great thing. I need to tell Alfonso this. It's one of those logic things that we didn't think of. Like, if a customer recycles a computer, we should end any subscriptions that are associated with that computer unless they're transferred to another device. That's amazing. I'm going to make a note here. But basically, that's the best way to handle it, I think, is to get you your 90-day trial on the new device and end the subscription on the old one.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, my subscriptions for Sophos and, everything else that we get, those will automatically just transfer to they'll go from the middle computer that I'm turning in. I'm not turning in. It goes to my husband. He always gets the older computer. And so everything will be transferred, so I'll still have coverage for Sophos and...
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, we'll move those subscriptions over for you so you've got them on the new computer.
Okay. All righty. Well, that answers my question, and I haven't picked up the computer yet, so we're still waiting for good weather and timing. And
no, I hear you there. We're a little sloppy.
But it's all paid for.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for your business and the trust that you put in us, Kay. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your long, long time customer. It's so humbling when people like that call in and you're just like, you know, you feel like you've been doing this for like 25 years. And Kay is like, I've been here for 20 of them, Thor. I know. 402-558-1110. Winston, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today on Compute This?
Hey, Thor. Hey, I've got a high-end digital synthesizer that needs to be updated from the internet. You have to put the download onto a flash drive, and then you got to unzip files and put it on. Do you have one of your technicians that has experience with musical instruments that could do something like that on a house call?
Yeah, your best bet's going to be Kyle in the Omaha Service Center. We actually took him from, not guitar, Dietz Music. He was working over at Dietz Music.
He would know. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so he's very versed on that kind of stuff. So he's in our Omaha Service Center. But, yeah, we absolutely do house calls, so we could send him out to do that for you.
Fantastic. Well, I'll be calling. Thank you, Thor.
All right. Thank you, Winston. Blaine, final caller of the program. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
I have a mystery solved. Put my old computer in for maintenance, just the standard routine maintenance. Was running 1810.
Oh, okay.
The reason is because when it went to put 1910 on, it continued to fail. And it put it on,
right.
Failed.
All right. So, yeah, basically that can happen for a lot of different reasons. Usually there's a corruption that causes that. But if you can't do the 1903, then you can't get it up to – he's talking about Windows versions. You can't get up to the most recent version of the Windows update. We can definitely help you out with that in the service center. Give us a call at one of the shops, and if we can get you over the Schrock desk, we can take a look at that as well. Don, congratulations. You're the winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Stay tuned for the After Schrock coming up next. Give me about 5 minutes to reset. And we'll see you all again next weekend for another edition of Compute This.